A long golden arrow curved through the heart of the hologramic flight control display, tracing the route of the stolen skiff from the repair hangar to its current location on the edge of Osus' gravity well. The reckless manner in which the skiff had cut through the approach zone of the planet's primary spaceport suggested the pilot had been eager to get away from the Jedi Academy as quickly as possible. But Luke had already known that. Escapees liked to move fast.
30 seconds before she can jump, a flight controller reported.
A large-headed Bith with an auditory data feed in one ear, he was seated at one of a dozen control stations surrounding the hologramic display.
She still won't acknowledge our signal.
Keep trying, Luke said. He could feel the anxiety of the XJ-3 pilots trailing the skiff, a pair of young Jedi Knights flying their first security rotation. Do we know yet whether she has company?
Not with certainty,
said the Bith supervisor, a blue-skinned Duras woman named Orame. An inset of a repair hangar security vid appeared at the base of the flight control display.
But we did find this.
The inset showed Alima Rar, having escaped from Silgal's testing lab, striding through a darkened repair bay, two cases of food goods floating through the air ahead of her.
We think that shadow
enhanced the cases, Mara said. Along with Han, Leia, and several others, she had accompanied Luke up from the hangar floor as soon as the stolen skiff had streaked skyward. Bring up a label if you can. The Duros typed a command, and the carton label filled the image. Nutrafit gel meat, Mara read.
She's stealing Gorog,
Ben cried. The skiff's trajectory reached the edge of Osus's gravity well and vanished. The flight controller reported that the stolen skiff had entered hyperspace. Han let out a sigh of relief.
Ride on, skiff.
Not now, Luke interrupted, raising his hand to silence Han. Luke felt his own dismay mirrored in Mara. If Ben remained in touch with Gorog after she had entered hyperspace, it could only be through the colony's will. He was part joiner. Dark Nest joiner.
Ben, maybe Nana can take you to the pilot's lounge for some fizzer, Mara said. We have some things to discuss. Then we'll find you there before we leave.
As soon as Ben and Nana were out of earshot, Mara asked, how did you know which vessel she'd steal?
We didn't, Leia said. We bugged them all.
Speaking of bugs, we'd better get going, Han said. That transmitter only has a subspace range of 50 light years. We can't be too far behind when Alima hits colony space, or we'll be stuck guessing where she went.
Luke followed Han and the others toward the door. Their intention was to follow Alima to the core of the Dark Nest, then undermine its influence over the colony by eliminating Welk and, assuming she had survived the crash, Lomi Plo. Silgal and Jason were convinced that at least Welk had survived, and that a dark Jedi now led the Gorog in much the same way Raynar led the Yunnu.